You're tuned in to 411 Teen. 411 Teen is a weekly program for teens and other interested folks. 411 Teen provides a forum to examine and discuss various issues and events that intersect, confront, and sometimes interrupt our daily lives. Tap into the pulse of today's youth this hour here on 411 Teen to discuss gay marriage. I'm Dr. Liz Hollyfield, producer of 411 Teen. Joining me here at the roundtable, I welcome Larika Moultrie. She hails from Pensacola. She's a sophomore at FAMU, majoring in psychology, and she's also into singing and dancing.
Hello, everyone.
Jennifer Hulse hails from Fort Lauderdale. She's been here several times. We're always glad to have her opinion and welcome her back. She's also a sophomore, majoring in social work. She's into dancing and working out.
Hey, y'all.
Deasha Williams hails from Miami. She's a return. Always glad to have her. Also, freshman in biology.
Hello.
Stacy Richardson, our lone male today, but he's going to hold the fort. He's from Orlando. He's a second year in accounting.
Good evening.
Lanisha Smith hails from Miami. She's a third-year student in Allied Health, Cardiopulmonary Science.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Glad to have you. And Amber Wormsley. She's from Fort Lauderdale. She's also a repeat. We're always glad to have her opinions. She's a junior in accounting.
Good evening, everyone.
The issue of same-sex or gay marriage has been a flashpoint in American politics for more than a decade. Same-sex marriage sets off waves of competing legislation, lawsuits, court rulings, and ballot initiatives. 9 states have legalized gay marriage: Maryland, Maine, Connecticut, Iowa, New Hampshire, New York, Washington State, and the District of Columbia. Laws or constitutional amendments, or both, have banned gay marriage in 38 states. Proponents argue that same-sex couples should have access to the same marriage benefits and public acknowledgement enjoyed by heterosexual couples, and prohibiting gay marriage is unconstitutional discrimination. Opponents argue that altering the traditional definition of marriage as between a man and a woman will further weaken a threatened institution. They say legalizing same-sex marriage is a slippery slope that may lead to polygamous and interspecies marriage. What do you all think? What's your position on gay marriage? I'm looking at you, Stacy.
I'm against gay marriage. Even though I believe everyone has a right to do what they want, me, myself, personally, I'm against it. But if you want to do it, I believe you should be able to do it.
Okay, so what you're saying is that personally, I just want to paraphrase, personally, you don't support it, but you certainly think that people have the option. They have
correct
the option to do. Okay, all right. I want to hear from all of you, see where you sit on this position. Lanisha.
Well, I mean, how I was brought up, it was wrong because I had my mother and my father. But I feel like everyone should be happy, and if that makes someone happy, then I don't see why they should be stopped from doing it.
Okay.
I'm all for it. I'm all for it. I don't think that anybody's religious, political, or personal opinion should affect thousands or even millions of Americans from getting married. Like, it's not something that's personal. It's politics shouldn't really be based off of somebody's personal religious beliefs. It should be something that's supposed to better the country, and I feel like that's something that's kind of taking a step forward in that direction.
Okay. Deasha.
I'm against gay marriage, and the reason being is that I just don't see why. I mean, we weren't made that way to be gay. It's not like God said, okay, he made, you know, Eve and Eve. And I just believe that's not how we should live.
Okay. All of you have made some points that I want to come back to, okay? All right. Yes, ma'am, Jennifer.
It's kind of difficult for me to explain. It's not something that I approve of it, but to a certain extent, like when guys are, you know, change, like act like females, like that's when it's like, okay, now you all are kind of going above and beyond, like, you know, you making other people around you uncomfortable. This is how I feel.
That's okay. Yeah, that's okay.
So, yeah, it's to a certain extent I'll approve of it.
And I'll probably come back and ask you some questions because some of the things you're saying I can understand. But, for example, how do you define how they're acting? I mean, at what point are they acting? You see what I'm saying? So it's right. Too great. At what point are they acting too
feminine? And I dress like a male. Did I make you uncomfortable?
No.
Double standard.
See? Mm. Yeah, and those are the kinds of things that, you know, we really have to look at when we, because we're talking about establishing laws and policies based on real nebulous kinds of things. And so that's, you know, that would be, and we'll explore that. Let me get to you.
I'm not necessarily against it. It's just not my cup of tea. Like, my sister is actually trying to get married, and we have to fly to another state for her to be with somebody that she truly feels like she loves. I don't feel like that's right for her to have to leave her family behind because everybody can't come. So you have to only fly the people that can necessarily come. And I just feel like that's not right for some one person or certain people. It's not everybody. Certain people to tell her that she can't do what makes her happy.
Okay. All right. Among your friends, among your peers, I mean, is this a topic that you talk about? And if so, where do people sit? I'm just trying to get a feel for where people are on this whole issue. I'm always looking at you, Stace.
among my friends, we don't speak about it because, you know, we all are straight, so we don't speak about, you know, gay marriage every day because basically it's not like something we're interested in or something that, you know, comes up in the topic because
it doesn't impact
it doesn't impact our lives.
But, you know, it's all in the papers. It's in the forefront right now. So, you know, sometimes you're talking about what's happening on the political, social scene. So that's why. I just wonder, is it something that any of you, all of you, talk about?
Well, me and my friends, we don't discuss it either. I really haven't been hearing about it lately, maybe because I'm not in the media and stuff like that. But when I was hearing about it, I'll probably say it was about high school, and it was a big thing. But at our school, it's a norm. Like, you could tell who's gay and who's not gay, but it's a lot of boys on campus that you know, oh, he gay. Not trying to, you know what I'm saying, discriminate, but it's normal now. Before it wasn't.
That's a good point. I'm glad you raised that.
Yeah. Before it wasn't normal, because people used to be like, oh, I can't be by her because she gay, you know what I'm saying? But now it's like, whatever, like, I don't care if you gay or not. But that's how I feel. But it might be a boy that can't be around a boy that's acting like a female, you know what I'm saying? I'm not homophobic, so.
I certainly hope not.
Well, maybe I should put it this way. Who does discuss gay marriage? Okay, and what do you say? Where are your friends? Where are your peers coming from on this?
I'm very liberal, and a lot of my friends seem to be, I don't want to say just as liberal as I am, but they're still pretty liberal. And a lot of them just, I don't want to say just for me, but they understand where I'm coming from. They're starting to support it now, the ones who were initially against it or were kind of indifferent about it. But most of my closest friends, and there are straight ones, straight males, straight women, gay women, some of everything. For the most part, most of my friends, and when I say most, I'm like 98% of them are all for it. Not necessarily for me, but because they feel like that is essentially what is right for people.
Well, you know, the other side of it is when we say, this person can get married, or this couple can get married, but these people can't get married. Aren't we saying in a certain way that they are less worthy?
Second-class citizens.
Right. I mean, that's another perspective. I mean, there was a time when miscegenation laws existed. Blacks and whites couldn't marry. Okay? Mm-hmm. So we've moved beyond that, so that interracial marriages are allowed. And isn't this just another similar type of discrimination? I mean, and I'm throwing this out to all of you.
I don't agree.
Okay.
Because marriage is between a man and a woman. That's natural. So same-sex marriages are not natural. So a lot of other people have unnatural things that we don't consider right. Mm-hmm. So just because it's same marriage, it's more of those just don't make it right because it's less than, like, I'm saying, like, okay, say someone else has a different thing going on that's not natural between the world. Like, we don't try to justify it because it's right. Like, there's certain things we justify, certain things we don't justify. And I think mm-hmm. that's something that you just can't justify because it's not natural.
Okay. Okay, go right ahead.
So when you say natural, you're saying, first of all, marriage isn't natural to a social institution. No other species gets married or gets into a legal binding contract with each other.
It's human natural.
But we're a part of nature.
Yes, it's human nature.
Right. But you're talking about
human
natural.
Nature and, and animal nature and other nature is different things.
But this is a social institution. It's not anything that's natural. Don't get natural and socially accepted confused.
I'm not. That's what I'm saying. Human nature is to get married.
It's socially acceptable.
Yeah.
Not natural.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Well, and I got a couple of things. I want to hear from you all, and then I want to come back, okay? Because I want to come back to definition, and I want to come back. Somebody talked about God, and I want to deal with those. But what do you all think?
I actually have a childhood best friend that feels as if she was gay when she was a child. Like, mm-hmm. her mom would have mm-hmm. to actually bribe her or pay her to wear dresses. Like, for Easter, she was like, okay, if you wear this dress, I'll give you $10. And that was the only way. Or she would sit there and cut the dress up. And she told her grandmother, like, in kindergarten, she was like, okay, I think I like girls. And her grandmother was like, That's not possible. It's not, what do you mean you like girls? You're not, that's, and I feel like you can't really tell someone, okay, it's not right how you feel. That's just like, okay, a man and a woman and your parents don't like the husband. It's just the same thing. Okay. I grew up in a house where it would be unacceptable for me to bring a woman home for my dad. He wouldn't. But he also says, okay, I don't have problem with gay people, but the guys that try to dress like girls, I don't like that. Just be who you are. Or the girls that try to dress like guys, because if that's the case, why not just be with the guy? If you want a girl that dresses up as a guy, why not just be with the guy?
That's his way.
He's like, I don't like the girls. Because we went to, I think it was the Bayou Classic, and there were some guys, and they were dancers. And they were dancing better than the girl dancers. And then he went to the restroom, and one of the guys is in there. And he's like, well, and he said something very offensive. I'm not going to repeat what he said. And I was just like, well, how can you tell him that he's less of a man just because he has a certain feeling towards somebody that you, just because you find it unacceptable, doesn't mean that it matters. Like, your opinion technically doesn't matter to anybody but yourself. It's just your opinion. Everybody has an opinion.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
I kind of agree with Larika's father in a way, because, like, for me, like I said again, I'm uncomfortable when it comes to males dressing like females and acting, you know.
What about it makes you uncomfortable?
Just their attitudes, like when they're just so loud and they have these female voices. Mm-hmm. You know, they change their voice to sound like a female, like that type of stuff is, I don't know, it just kind of like, I guess, irritates me a little bit to where it's like, okay, like maybe I should just walk away or whatever. But at the same point, I'm not against them getting married. If that's who they want to be with, then, yeah, get married. Like, I approve of that. I accept that. But I don't know. It's just the way they carry themselves.
Okay. All right. I mean, that's your feeling. That's your legitimate feeling.
My thing is that I just don't understand what made you. Like, what makes you want to be gay? Like,
I can answer that. They come here like that.
they're born.
What made you want to be straight?
That's the way I grew up. That's how, you know.
That's the way you came here.
But that's not necessarily for everybody that's gay. Like, some people are.
No, I mean, there's exceptions here and there. But overall, generally, the majority of people who are gay were gay from day one. Okay? Now, yes, there may be a small percentage of a population that had some other variables, some other factors that played into it. I mean, I've seen females who have been raped or abused, and consequently, they're uncomfortable with men. I mean, yeah, but that's really
very small.
Yeah.
Very
small.
They
can't. You can't see this on radio, but I mean, it's almost non-existent. Okay, so that's not. Yes, there is that segment of the population, but most gay people will tell you, like you were saying about your sister, that they knew from day one that they didn't quite fit in. Hold your thoughts, though. We got to take a brief break, and we'll get right back to you. You're just tuning in. The program is 411 Teen. We're having a very, very informative and interesting discussion on same-sex marriage. Before we took a break, I had to interrupt you, Diasha. Okay, I'm going to get the right one of these days, okay? But I want you to continue with what you were saying.
I were going to ask you, are you telling me that there's a gene that makes us or makes gay people gay?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I'm just saying that physiologically, when they come here, that's what they are. Just like we are heterosexual, they are homosexual. And that most folks tell you, will be able to tell you way back when they were this high, that they knew they weren't able to verbalize it at that time because certainly they didn't have the ability to do so. But they knew something wasn't quite, you know, they were marching to a different drummer.
So.
Did I say that accurately?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay, like, this, I don't know, seeing, well, people, I guess, coming out more, mm-hmm. expressing that they are gay, that kind of recently happened. Well, at least is what I saw. Like, how did, I want to know, like, how did, like, it overcome, like, so many people? Like, because before, you never knew, you know, anyone was gay. And, of course, there was with male, females, I guess mm-hmm. for a cover-up or whatever the case mm-hmm. may be.
I think you answered it. I think, but, you know, the social climate was not comfortable. People, talk to us, speak to
whatever.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, most of my family is very supportive of anything that I do. And I actually never told my parents until recently, like, 2 years ago. I mean, they always knew. And they were always pretty much, except my mom, pretty much cool with it. But like I said, it took me, I came out when I was 22. Like, and it, like, it was literally the hardest thing I've ever had to do. And everybody was like, okay, and? And I was like, so that's it? We're good? Like, I was expecting it to be much worse. Like, my mom, I already knew it was coming. Like, when she thought that I might be, even though I was, I got kicked out. Like, no questions asked, get out, and I was out. So that's more the reaction that I expected from everybody else. And before that even happened, I knew that that was going to happen. And even though most people were supportive of it, it was, to this day, it was literally the hardest thing I've ever had to do, like, in life.
Why do you think your mom was so opposed of it?
Because she's very conservative. Like, she's Southern Baptist, and even though, like, the rest of my family is still Southern Baptist, they're still, like, okay, you're still my daughter, sister, niece, whatever. Mm-hmm. And they're like, well, if that's what you want to do, if that's how you feel comfortable, go for it. My mom, mom watches Fox News, so you can already know how conservative she is and how biased she is. She supports me, but she just doesn't feel like I should get married. That's fine. But I expected that from her. I kind of expected it from everybody else, but now kind of looking in retrospect, now it kind of makes sense why everything happened the way it was. Like, most of my family is very supportive, even though previously they may not have been in favor of it. Now they are. My mom,
Well, I don't, like, okay, all my friends, I have a lot of gay friends, and, like, with the guys, it's more so, oh, I'm gonna talk to this guy, but it never be long. Like, they always tell me, like, gay relationships, well, I guess it's because we're in college, like, as far as the guys, that they don't last long because it just be about, you know.
Sex.
Yeah, so I don't. I don't know how far, like, I don't see it with my friends. I don't see it leading up to marriage because it's like they talking to people for like 2 weeks and then the next week is.
But that's I see females doing the same thing.
That's
what heterosexual
men. That's a maturity thing because all of my friends, I don't even know how many. All of them are either married or on their way to marriage. I can think of 5 couples right now. Married, been together for at least 3 to 4 years. And keep in mind, they're all under 30, so it's not like they're going to be married for 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more of a maturity thing because, I mean, there's not a lot of people now who are really mentally... Not just saying, like, oh, I'm ready for marriage, but mentally ready for the things that a serious relationship and even marriage come with.
Well, I want to get back to something that we said earlier. One was, you talked about, someone mentioned about the definition of marriage, okay? And that the definition of marriage said male and female, okay? But let's look at this definition of marriage. Who set up the definition of marriage? I mean, to throw it out there. Oh, I think
white,
it was you said.
Male, Republican.
Okay. Who set up the definition of marriage? So if it's whoever that set up this definition of marriage, so what does that mean? I mean, how valid is that? So I could set up a definition of marriage and make it something else. So my point is, because it's the definition of marriage, does that mean that there are no changes, no alterations? I mean, they set up definitions of lots of things, of who could own property and who couldn't own property. I mean, we've come a long way. Things have changed. We have matured. We've become much more sophisticated. And with the definition of marriage, I think there also was a comment about God. Well, different strokes for different folks. But your God may not be my God. So you're going to judge me by your God? And I'm just, you know, and I'm saying that to everyone. And that's what I want you to think about. Because you believe in something, can you impose your beliefs on me? Do you have that right?
I read a quote that said, don't judge somebody because they sin differently than you.
Mm-hmm.
that's, I feel like that definitely applies, because you can't, just because you wouldn't do it and you feel like it's wrong doesn't mean that I feel like it's wrong, or or she feels like it's wrong, mm-hmm. or he feels like it's wrong. It doesn't matter. You can't tell me that my sin is worse than yours. So right. It's like, it's just like a hand for hand kind of thing. It's like, you can't.
Yeah. And that's what I want you all to do, just to be, I'm not trying to change your minds or anything, but just to be sensitive to what you're saying and how limited and myopic it is, you know, because, again, we're doing the same thing that's been done to us, okay? We're saying, because I don't like you because you so-and-so, I don't like you because the color of your skin. Color of your skin, you can't buy property, you know, and we're saying the same kind of thing to gays. Now, that's what I'm saying. I'm throwing that out there for you.
Since we're throwing out religion and God, like I said before, I don't think that anything like this should... first of all, it's supposed to be separation of church and state.
Right.
Number
that's
one.
True.
That's out the window. Number two, personally, I'm atheist. So for somebody to say you can't get married because God said...
Well, that's my point.
God
that's
has
my
nothing
point.
To do
we all
with
are
me.
Coming. You don't even have to be atheist. You could be Buddhist. You could be a whole lot of different things.
And it's like, you know, you're talking about gays shouldn't get married because of God, but atheists still get married. So can they just not get married anymore?
Comment. Oh, I'm looking at you, but I'm not just focusing on you. But I'm just saying, you know, I want to. It's easy for us to take those kinds of positions. Because we've been raised this way. Mm-hmm. We've been conditioned this way. This has been, you know, a part of our world. But at a certain point, we have to sit back. And I'm not saying you would come to a different conclusion. You may not. But at a certain point, you have to kind of step back and go, now, wait a minute. What am I doing? You know, what am I saying? Okay? Because you make me uncomfortable. Okay, and I'm just, you know, I'm focusing on some of what everybody, because you make me uncomfortable, I don't like this, or because my church, my religion says this, or because I was raised this way, or because this definition that white men decided,
yeah,
I don't go along, you know, I go along with it. So that's all I'm saying, but you're still very much entitled to your opinions, don't get me wrong at all, but sometimes we have to kind of, you know, look at those opinions.
Well, I believe marriage is more like being towards a family.
Okay.
A family is a man and a woman. Certain roles that men are naturally come adapted with, and certain roles that women come naturally adapted with. And so if you bring a child into that situation, mm-hmm. how can they, like, know the difference if woman playing the role of a man?
Marriage
but what about gay
Never
said
that
nothing
to do with
adoption. Well, what about gay adoption? I mean, we've got that.
Where no, you I don't have gay adoption either.
Oh, okay.
He's okay. First of all, let's get sex and gender. Let's get those defined. Sex is what you are biologically. Mm-hmm. Gender is socially. So,
okay, but still certain roles naturally that men are adapted.
No, it's not.
Women
it's
are.
Not. It's not naturally, because obviously there's still men that act like. Women, like, sexuality and gender is a spectrum. It's not you're either this or that. You can be something in between. You could be far to the left, you could be far to the right, or you can fit in those boxes that society tells us we should be in.
You're right, but naturally, it's roles.
You just said I was right, but now you're saying naturally. Right.
I didn't say you was right.
I was brought up in a single mother household. Mm-hmm. My mom was my mom and my dad, and I turned out just fine. I was around females more, so I winged more towards females. I wasn't around men, so, you know, it's like, it doesn't have to... It can work out. It doesn't.
But it doesn't. Your mom wasn't playing the role of a man. She wasn't dressing like a man, acting like a man. She was a woman.
But she was playing the role of a man. She wasn't dressing like a man.
Just okay, that's what perception. A young child looking at a woman dressed like a man would confuse a child. You don't believe? I would believe that. A young child looking at a woman dressed like a man confused more a man.
But that's not what research is saying. That's not what retailers are saying.
It's serious.
That's not what they're saying. You know, they're saying, you know, same-sex families are as effective, you know, and loving and, you know, and dynamic as heterosexual families. I mean, parents.
You have to understand that not every family or not every person has to play into a particular role. You just have to get things done in a household. Guys don't always have to take out the trash and fix the car and stuff like that. Like, women can do the same exact. I dress like a man, can't do an oil change. I don't know how to do it. I'm going to the shop. I can't do it. But I have a friend, dresses like a woman, played tennis, very feminine. Oh, she'll give you an oil change the tires, tell you what's wrong with the car and everything. It's not, I don't think it should be about what role you should play. Like, that has nothing to do with keeping a family together.
And then a child knows love. I feel like that's your first immediate reaction. Like, when they say when a mother has a child, the purpose of putting the child on her is to make that connection. They don't know, okay, well, mommy dresses like a dude. They don't know the difference until it's taught.
Is taught.
You're taught to feel differently. You're taught to think something is wrong. You're taught to know the difference between right and wrong. You don't know that mommy is mommy and mommy. You see your parents, they love you.
Right.
Like, I feel like that's...
Like, I have two really good friends that they're both lesbians. They had a really young son, and I was around most of the time or whatever. Now, obviously, I dress like a guy, and one of the moms dresses like a guy. Not once was that child confused when I came into the house. Like, oh, hey, Amber. Knew I was a woman. Like, it's not necessarily what... It's more, like she said, it's more what you're taught. If your child is not necessarily around it, but if they're open to knowing that not all women have to look a certain way in order for them to be a woman, they're going to understand that not all women have to be, have to dress feminine and have long hair and have lashes and have makeup on. They're going to understand that.
Yeah, but I think that it goes to how that child, like you were just saying, if that child was brought up in a gay relationship or, you know, then they will understand that more. But if they just brought up in a heterosexual household where mommy and daddy, they see, you know, say you, and then the little girl, she'll probably be like, well, mommy, that's a boy, you know, because that's what...
I'm always interrupting you, Yasha. But we're going to take a break, and I'm going to start right back with you. Okay. Tuned in to 411 Teen, a conversational forum for teens and other interested folks. This hour, we are discussing the issue of gay marriage. Diasha, I always have to interrupt you, but you want to continue what you were saying.
Yes, I was trying to make a point where if a child is brought up in a homosexual relationship and you have, say, two women or two men, the child is more open to understanding between what is a male, what is a female, how do they look? You know, one could look this way, one could look that way, because their parents are they're explaining this to them. Mm-hmm. Where as far as a child growing up in a heterosexual relationship, they look at mommy and daddy and then say that girl or that boy, they just understand that, oh, this is how a woman's supposed to look. This is how a man's supposed to look. But as they get older, then they'll have more understanding, you know, getting more mature and you having an open mind, mm-hmm. then they'll have more understanding of, you know, it's okay to look this way, or maybe they don't want their hair as long as, say, mommy's own is. So it's just, I believe, how you're brought up as a child. Yeah.
But I have a question, Dr. Holyfield. You were talking about, I remember in class one day, you were talking about for a child plays a role as the mother, what a girl plays a role as the mother, so that the father can love them like that.
We were talking about Freud. That's who it is. Sigmund Freud. Don't you know we always talk about Freud? We always talk about Freud. Okay. And we were talking about the Oedipus and the Electra complex.
Oh,
wait. That's what we were talking about. Yes. But that's one small perspective, and that would be the way that Freud would explain it, you know.
And so, Freud is sexist, too.
Very much so. Very, 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 very much so. Okay, and he would explain, like, the same-sex identification and all of that. But that's one small way to look at it.
Mm-hmm. My aunt is my best friend. Mm-hmm. And during high school, she had her phase where she dressed like a boy. Mm-hmm. But had all the boyfriends, all the guys come around. She took all the pictures with the guys. You know, like, she was just one of those girls. She was just tomboyish. Mm-hmm. I never not once thought, okay, well, maybe my aunt is gay. Or... Mm-hmm. Like, because my best friend, she was, like she said, she wanted to be, you know, gay since she was little. So I knew what it was, but it never crossed my mind. Like, okay, maybe she likes girls, because it was always just because she dresses like a boy doesn't necessarily mean, okay,
she's a lesbian
right. or, you know, right. she's gay, because I always knew her to, she had a boyfriend or that was what she felt comfortable in.
Like, well, we have to move beyond the cover. You know, because that's what we're talking about, impressions. We judge somebody by the clothes they wear, because that judgment may indeed be totally inaccurate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you judge that book by the cover, as they say? I mean, and that's great. That's what I'm talking about when I say you got to, you know, kind of peel back some of this stuff and really start to look at it, you know, because... How somebody dresses, that does that tell you anything? How they wear their hair, the color of their skin. What message does that tell you about someone?
I believe it's a difference between a woman dressing like a man, because some of that is natural. Like, I see my girlfriend; she wear my clothes a lot of time to go to sleep in, but. A man dressing like a woman, totally different.
I know what you're saying.
It's a double standard, but it's totally different. You view it different. Like,
I kind of feel like this might be because I'm a feminist, too. Well, no, it's just kind of what it is. There's this, like, especially for black males, there's this stigma for being black, male, and feminine that people just... Like, because typically when people hear black males, they think of somebody who's strong and whatever other adjectives you want to use. So to see, it doesn't bother me, obviously, but for some people to see a black male become feminine, or not become feminine, but be feminine, really, it just doesn't sit well with people. And there's also this I don't want to say most men, but there are men out there who are subconsciously sexist and patriarchs, so therefore they're not going to like femininity, even if it's with a woman. So, you know, I've heard men say, oh, my girlfriend's too sensitive. Let her do what she want to do.
Let me throw a question out there. We're talking about gay marriage. What about the fact, we looked at this gay marriage, whether you're opposed to it or not, but what about the fact that we're referring to mature, cogent, consenting adults? Nobody has a gun at their head. This is something that they, you know, intelligent, conscious, all those that they choose to do. Does that have any impact on how you feel about gay marriage. You know, that these are people that this is what they want to do. They're adults. Like they're said, independent.
In the beginning, I believe that you have the right to do what you want to do. But okay. Myself, personally, I'm against it. Like, but if you want to do it, you can go ahead and do it. Like,
you so but you wouldn't be out there protesting.
Yeah, I wouldn't be protesting. No. Like, yeah, you want to get married, get married.
Okay.
I don't believe you should get married in the church though. Like in a Christian church, if you're gonna get married, it's like certain places you should get married or.
Or civil unions or something. Because the issue and where they get married, you know, I mean, that's another whole thing. But they're talking about having the rights that heterosexual couples have, having the rights of insurance, having the rights of jurisdiction or control when their partner goes into the hospital. You know, these are the kinds of, we're not just, you know, well, here's somebody. You've lived with them, you've been with them 20, 25 years, they die. Mm-hmm. But because you are a female and she was a female and you weren't able to be legally married or have a civil union, you have no control over what happens to her while she's in the hospital. You know, you don't have that significant, you're not that identified significant other. Okay. Those are the, you know, because it goes deeper. We tend to think gay marriage, but look at what they're talking about. Look at the, even if you're working, you've been together all these years, I can't put you on my insurance. Those are the kinds of things that gay marriage supporters are really talking about. You know, it's more than what we see. That's what I'm trying to say.
Really quick, while you're talking about marriage, I want to clarify once again the difference between marriage and a wedding. Marriage is legally in a courthouse. A wedding, you can have a wedding in your backyard. You can have it in a courthouse. You can have it in your living room. You can have it in here if you wanted to. There's a difference. So marriage, when you get married, it happens in the courthouse. You sign your name, change your last name, do whatever you want to do. So can they get married in a church? No, they can have a wedding in a church, though. But that has nothing to do with their actual marriage.
And that's a good point. I'm glad you raised that. That's a good point. You know, because we do, and that's something that we all tend to think of. Yeah. Because a lot of people may have already had done the legal
component. Yeah, but they just haven't had a wedding.
They haven't had a wedding. That's a good point. Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, ma'am.
Why do you feel that some states have it legalized and others is still legal or not?
Just
look at the people who got voted in.
You're right. I mean, you just have to look at the politics of the state. I mean, you know, I think it's really about the politics and the power and the money. And you know, there are more states that are coming along. That's another thing.
A lot more.
Okay? I mean, a long time ago, there were none. There are nine now. Okay? And it seems like each year or so, we're picking up a couple more, okay? So what does that mean? That people are coming to understand it, okay? Accept it. It may not be for me. It may not be my thing. But if that's what you want to do, you certainly have the right. I don't have the right to discriminate against you for where you're at, where you're coming from. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Legalizing same-sex marriage introduces a new sexual revolution. You know, if you're going to legalize it, you should teach tolerance. You should also teach, like what it's about. Like, you should educate people about, this is why we should legalize same-sex marriage, like you were saying earlier, because of the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And, it may be that spouse, they may be in their dying bed. You may have to make that decision. And maybe what if she don't have nobody else that can make their decision but you, because you was with her. So I believe it should be legalized, but I'm not for it.
So would you vote for it if it was?
Well, I wouldn't vote at all. So
you wouldn't vote?
Yeah, I wouldn't vote for it at all.
Okay. But you still don't have a problem. You look like you want to say something. Go right ahead.
I'm looking at it from the religious point of view.
Okay, and that's valid.
And he was just talking about legalizing it. And I'm here just like, oh Lord, he legalized. All hell gonna break loose.
What's going
like on? Like we were like you were saying that the God that I worship may not be the God that you know any of you guys worship,
mm-hmm.
but we know it's only one God that created this earth.
No, wait. Who knows? That's what
this?
You know.
That's what you believe.
That's what you. Well, that's she what, might know it. Too.
I don't know.
But
she
that's, I know it because
right.
It, I but, haven't heard but, I haven't seen anybody
listen,
else say
listen
that
to what
it's
you're saying,
anybody else.
But listen to what you're saying. You're saying that there's one God, okay? And this God is for everybody, okay? That's
I'm
your
not,
opinion.
I didn't say for everybody.
But that's your opinion. And you that indeed is valid for you.
Mm-hmm.
But that may not be, I might not even recognize God.
Right. Like, I may not recognize him either. I mean,
I don't mean recognize
in.
Him to see him. I mean, acknowledge that there even is
okay,
one.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I think the point that I'm trying to make is that we sit in our chairs and take positions from where we sit. But we do not consider
everybody
of everybody else. And everybody is not of the mindset and doesn't have the ideology and the beliefs that we do. And if because you don't believe with me, believe what I believe, does that mean that I'm insignificant and you can impose your stuff on me? That's all I'm saying to you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're doing.
I'm imposing.
Well, you if you're saying that, you know, it has to be this way because that's what you believe, and I'm saying you're entitled to that.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't put it on me.
No, I ain't.
No,
know, I'm.
Go ahead.
I'm not forcing anyone to believe what I believe in. I'm just.
But you want the rules to go, or the laws, or the policies to go along with what you're saying.
Yeah, religious beliefs.
Well, because that's what. Was taught to me
that's what I've
been knowing for
okay.
you know
and that's and, valid. I'm not trying to change that. I'm just saying that that's okay for you, but it's not okay for me. Do you all feel me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying. It's fine for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That. But for me. You don't put that on me.
Yeah. I believe at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, like, how you was brought up. Because, mm-hmm. like she said, your mom is a...
Yeah, I was...
Yeah, so she probably taught her differently. But she feels, you know, differently. I don't think it's based off, you know, how you was brought up. Because you could change.
Well, that's true. Let me throw this out to you, because we only got a few more minutes to go. Are we using... the power of the state to reinforce private religious beliefs, policies, you know, in developing various policies.
Absolutely. Almost everything has religion tied to it. I can't think of anything that doesn't. Either that or money.
Okay.
Well, why do you think that is?
It's really hard. Actually, it's impossible to be objective and think about everybody else, just how, like how she was saying, where you kind of base your politics are essentially going to be based off of what you believe. It's not necessarily going to be like, okay, well, let me sit here and think about every single person in Florida and think about what's going to be best for them. It's, you can't put, like, I can't put myself in your shoes.
Mm-hmm.
We grew up, obviously, I don't want to say obviously differently, but you grew up in Miami, I grew up in Fort Lauderdale. Not that it's that far apart, but then... you know, it could just be a variety of things that were different. So, you know, I don't want to say that I can't, but it would be hard for me to understand a white male who's a one percenter. I'm black, I'm female, I'm a lesbian, yeah. And I'm clearly not a one percenter.
Well, let me throw something out there. Do you all think that gay folks have different values than heterosexual couples? Gay couples?
Values in terms of what?
Life.
Life.
Value. Just
do we
value.
Have goals? Do we want to have families? Do we believe in right and wrong?
Well, yeah. Well, that's something I have a question about or I don't understand.
Okay.
Okay, well, now, like, in college, I see guys. It's really guys that I see mostly.
Make it quick. We only got 3 minutes.
Okay. Guys are really in relationships, and then, like, I'll hear them say that they want, you know, to have a family and they want to have children. But, like, instantly I think, like, but, you know, you're gay. But, of course, yeah, they can adopt children. Mm-hmm. But instantly it's, like, some type of confusion for me. But, yeah, I think they, no, I don't think they have a different value from us just to have a family, be successful overall. So, I don't think there's anything really different in values.
I don't think they have different values. Okay. I mean, you know, they're humans just like we're humans.
Mm-hmm.
And not everybody is evil and corrupt. And, I mean, just because they're gay, that doesn't
make
them.
The ones that are in office are actually the ones that are evil and corrupt.
You mean the evil gay person?
Or no, just evil in all? It might be some of them, too. I just don't know who they are.
So I don't think their values are different. I think they want, you know, the whole family and, oh, God, don't mention scandal.
We need to do a program on that.
I'm telling you.
Okay, go right ahead. Last comment.
I was going to say I have my issues with scandal.
Oh, okay. All right.
You do a show.
Yeah,
no,
because everybody's in this account.
Man, and don't give me start on scandal now.
I find that so interesting, you know, that people
they're
are
holding up the Republican Party. You have a black woman,
there's
a gay male.
Real
everything
Olivia
is
Pope.
Going on.
She's supposed to be, oh, she was supposed to come today, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Dr. Davis, can't, oh, I'm sorry.
That's all
right. Sorry.
That's all right.
We'll go over that.
I don't know if this is appropriate, but to ask you, how do you feel about it?
About gay,
gay marriage?
Oh, I'm all for it. I have no problem with it at all. And on that note, you know, I feel like people have rights to do whatever they want to. And if they're grown and adult and consenting, then go for it. And to my listening audience, tune in next week, same time, same place, to get the 411 on 411 Team. This edition of 411 Team was produced by Dr. Liz Hollyfield. Technical engineer, Evan Rossi. Audio copies are available, and if you would like to participate in 411 Team or have topic suggestions, call 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. That's 1-800-829-8809, extension 358. If you would like to subscribe to 411 Team podcast, log in WFSU.org.